I think the most exciting shift right now is this. The AI race is moving beyond flashy model launches and into the deeper systems that make AI reliable, scalable, and trustworthy.
Exactly. Chatbots, language models, and image generators are still the public face of AI, but the real competition is happening underneath them, in chips, data centers, energy systems, security practices, and operational governance.
Models are important, but they do not operate on their own.
That's right. They need large amounts of compute, storage, networking, power, cooling, and human oversight to work well in the real world.
A company can have a strong model, but if it cannot deploy it efficiently, protect sensitive data, or keep performance steady under load, its advantage is limited.
So the next phase of AI leadership will likely belong to organizations that can sustain capability at scale, not just produce impressive DMOS.
And chips are becoming a huge part of that story.
They really are. Training large models and serving them to millions of users require specialized hardware.
Access to the right processors at the right cost gives companies a major advantage. Faster training, lower operating costs, more experimentation, and more efficient product delivery.
On the other hand, limited compute access can delay releases, raise prices, or restrict availability.
That is why silicon is now a strategic asset that shapes product roadmaps, investment decisions, and competitive positioning.
And the importance of hardware goes beyond the most famous AI accelerators.
Of course. Memory, networking, interconnects, cooling, and overall system design all affect performance.
Small engineering differences can lead to lower latency, lower cost, or higher throughput, and those differences directly influence business outcomes.
So sustained AI capability depends less on one-time announcements and more on long-term availability, optimization, and cost control.
That is why infrastructure is where much of the race is being won.
Modern AI systems are energy intensive, heat generating, and spread across clusters of machines.
They require reliable power delivery, advanced cooling, low latency connections, and careful capacity planning.
A weak point anywhere in that infrastructure chain can slow training, increase costs, or reduce reliability.
That is why data centers are no longer just server rooms. They are strategic assets.
Companies are competing for physical capacity, power access, geographic positioning, and operational efficiency.
And infrastructure decisions made months or even years earlier can now determine which companies can move faster.
Cost efficiency is another major factor.
As AI adoption expands, the gap between efficient and inefficient systems becomes enormous.
A system that delivers comparable intelligence at lower cost has a significant advantage, especially in consumer-facing or high-volume enterprise markets.
That is driving broader optimization across the entire AI stack, including model architecture, inference techniques, hardware design, storage, and software orchestration.
The goal is to make AI useful, affordable, and reliable for a much larger audience.
At the same time, security and trust are becoming core AI capabilities, not afterthoughts.
As AI enters business, government, and civic life, the data it handles becomes more sensitive, and the impact of misuse or failure grows.
Security now includes protecting training data, preventing model manipulation, controlling access, managing prompts and outputs, and ensuring systems behave as intended in production.
Governance matters too. Clear policies, audit trails, and accountability for how AI is deployed.
In regulated industries, those practices are prerequisites for adoption.
There is also a shift from model-level safety to operational safety.
Early concerns focused on hallucinations, bias, toxicity, and misuse.
Those issues remain important, but the focus is expanding to deployment-level risks. Can the system be securely deployed?
Can it be monitored?
Can it be updated without introducing new risks?
and can it be constrained to prevent harmful outputs or unauthorized actions?
Trust is built through consistency, predictability, and long-term governance.
For builders, model quality alone is no longer enough.
Standout companies will combine strong models with efficient infrastructure, robust security, and dependable operations.
The bar is rising. AI systems must be smart, scalable, safe, and cost-effective.
And for buyers, the key questions are changing.
Instead of asking only what a model can do, buyers should ask how it is deployed, how data is protected, how performance holds up under load, and how the vendor manages compliance, risk, and accountability.
In enterprise settings, those questions often matter more than headline capability.
For observers, the broader takeaway is that AI is becoming a foundational technology rather than a novelty.
The most important developments may no longer be the ones that make headlines.
They may be the quieter advances in chips, data centers, security architecture, and trust frameworks that determine whether AI can deliver on its promise without breaking under pressure.
In short, the AI race is not disappearing. It is moving deeper.
Models remain important, but the real competition is being decided beneath them.
The winners of the next chapter will not be defined only by what their AI can say, but by how well they can power it, protect it, and sustain it at scale.